I groan and roll over in my bed. Fucking hell. My head hurts, and I had the weirdest dream. I was abducted by aliens. They explored my body with a probe. They made me watch a dirty video of myself. They made me come all over the exam table. My eyes open, expecting the warm interior of my cabin. But that's not what I see. Looming directly overhead is an enormous computer built into the ceiling. Pulsating, colorful lights blink like little gemstones. There's a display screen on its surface with the words, "Brain Connection Active" in dark red letters. I jolt upright, rubbing my eyes in a state of panic. I'm in a small circular chamber. Opposite my bed is a towering iron door that resembles the inside of a bank vault. It's just a sheet of metal. It can only be opened from the outside. I'm trapped. My eyes scan the cold, Spartan space. Besides my bed, there's just a toilet and a television screen mounted low on the wall. A strange metal tube protrudes beneath the display. Roughly the length of my forearm, the end is capped with soft rubber. There's a tiny hole in the squishy material. It looks like a sex toy. Gross. I rise from bed and stretch while staring up at the ominous computer. Its lights seem to flicker whenever I move. It's unnerving, almost like it's watching me. An image appears on the television, causing me to jump. It's Xantor. He's sitting in some sort of laboratory with a smile on his face. Assistants bustle back and forth behind him, carrying documents and large vials of creamy white liquid. I shudder to think of what that substance could be.
Good morning, Ryan.
His deep voice echoes off the bare walls.
You slept like a log last night.
What is this place?
Don't worry, you're still aboard our ship. This is your holding cell, your own little palace. Don't you love it?
Let me go. I race to the metal door and punch the surface, instantly regretting the decision. My knuckles burn with pain.
Calm yourself, weren't you listening during your examination? The men who live here never want to leave. Nothing can tempt them away from this place. You'll be no different. In fact, someday you'll thank me for this.
Fucking bastards. I look down at my naked body. Couldn't you have at least given me some clothes?
There's no need for clothing here. Look above you, do you see the computer?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful device, programmed with the most advanced artificial intelligence available. It's capable of reading brainwaves. It can detect the electrical currents in your brain without needing a physical connection. It can read your thoughts, it can read your feelings.
No, I grimace. That's impossible.
Ah, but it's true. As long as you're in that chamber, nothing is private. It can even read your memories. The computer knows everything about you. It knows your hopes and dreams. It knows your deepest yearnings. Some would even say it knows you better than you know yourself.
I look up at the monstrous device while a sense of terror crashes onto me.
It isn't malicious, though. Quite the opposite. It's here to help you. It's here to be your best friend. When I disconnect from your screen, you'll understand what I mean. The AI has already scanned your brain and mapped the perfect way to tempt you. It knows how to make you weak and horny. It knows how to turn you into a good little cum cow.
A noise rings out at the door. A tiny slit opens up, and a tray slides through. It's a bowl of food, some sort of green, creamy oatmeal. It smells like cinnamon and bananas. It makes my stomach rumble.
Ah yes, please eat the food. We've enriched it with nutrients to keep you healthy. Eating will help you adjust to this new life.
Fuck off. I give him a dirty look and grab the bowl. I scarf the food down while he just watches with amusement.
All right, Ryan. I'll leave you alone to become acquainted with your new friend. Please enjoy yourself. I truly mean that.
The screen goes dark, leaving me in silence. It doesn't take long for me to down the entire bowl of bizarre oatmeal. I drink deep from a glass of water before sliding the tray out through the slit along the floor. Then I flop down on my bed. This is bullshit. I don't know what Xantor has planned, but I'm not about to become friends with a computer. I need to find a way out of this prison.
Hey, Ryan.
A voice echoes, causing me to flinch. It's familiar. It's Grant, my bully. I sit up to see him projected on the television screen. He's staring at me with a thin smile spread across his masculine face. His eyes are bright green like emeralds. His messy brown hair glistens like threads of silk. That wide, intimidating chest is exposed, showcasing his natural power. But there's something weird about him. He's wearing a pair of jeans, but he's draped in sheer white fabric. The see-through cloth frames his body, while a red light shines from somewhere off camera. The crimson glow reflects off the white shroud, accentuating the curvature of his muscles. Behind him, more of the fabric hangs. It flutters, creating a heavenly, billowing backdrop. Go away, asshole. I lie back down on the bed.
You haven't changed a bit, Ryan. Still playing tough. Still pretending you can take care of yourself. But all right, I'll leave. You'll never find out what this is for, though.
He looks down at the weird tube poking out from the wall. I'm not dumb. I know what the aliens want me to do with it.
Then why don't you try it? Or are you still sexually dysfunctional?
What? I raise an eyebrow.
I never told you this, but back in school, I was fucking your girlfriend. Remember Clara? She said you could barely get it up. You couldn't satisfy her, so she'd hang around the football field after class. I used to rail her under the bleachers.
No, that's impossible. I sit up while my jaw drops. My stomach churns. I know my girlfriend used to check him out whenever he'd bully me. It was humiliating. Deep in the back of my mind, I always wondered if they were hooking up. But wait. This isn't really Grant. It's just a projection built from my memories. Which means the computer really can read my thoughts. An uneasy shudder races down my spine.
Come on, bro. Check out the tube. You don't have anything else to do here. You might as well see what it feels like on your cock.
My dick stirs. He's not wrong. It couldn't hurt to masturbate before formulating my escape plan. It might even help me think more clearly. Yeah. Just a quick bait session.
It's getting big.
Grant stares between my legs, watching my naked cock plump up. I don't reply. I just slide off the bed and walk toward him. His hard muscles are visible beneath the white shroud he wears. There's something bizarrely mesmerizing about how the soft fabric hugs the curves of his muscles. It accentuates the shapes, drawing my eyes up and down his chest. I arrive at the weird tube and slowly sink to my knees. I don't like it, but the TV screen is placed slightly above me, forcing me to look up at Grant. It's like I'm kneeling for him. That's fucked up. My cock twitches.
Take a look. You always felt it when we were younger. You wanted to see my power. You wanted to see what guys are supposed to look like.
He drops the sheer fabric, letting it flutter to the ground. He stands before me, wearing nothing more than jeans and a gold chain necklace. Red light pours onto his skin, highlighting his intense tan. Our bodies are opposites. He's dark and lean from playing football. I'm pale and pudgy from staying inside working on lesson plans for my students.
It's lubricating for you.
Grant looks down at the tube. He's right. The pipe's soft rubber tip is excreting a clear liquid. The substance seeps from the tiny, wrinkled hole. It looks so wrong and dirty. Without thinking, I reach up and wipe the liquid onto my palm. I slather it over my cock, feeling the tension exit my body as I begin masturbating.
Good. Just look up here. Don't take your eyes off this.
Grant flexes his bicep. I'm feeling a bit dazed. I shouldn't be obeying him, but my cock commands me to remain motionless. I just stare at the sharp bicep peak. The thick muscle has long, deep striations visible beneath his smooth skin. It rises and falls with each flex, like a mountain surging from the ground. My body is nothing like his. I'm a ball of dough. He's a lean, powerful machine. I've never been like him. I'll never be like him.
Keep touching yourself.
The white cloth billows behind him.
Don't stop looking.
A hissing noise rings out from above. Air is blowing into my chamber through vents in the ceiling. At least this place is air-conditioned. But I soon realize this isn't climate control. The chamber is filling with a damp, heavy scent. It's something I haven't smelled since back when I was in school. It's the scent of a locker room after a long day in gym class. It's the scent of male sweat, perspiration laced with hormones. It flows into my lungs while I jack my cock and focus on Grant's bicep. It makes me lightheaded. My fingertips are growing tingly. I automatically rise onto my knees and angle my dick toward the tiny hole in the pipe, but it closes, shutting me out. What? I look up at Grant.
Only good boys get to use the hole.
A sick grin spreads across his face.
Are you a good boy, Ryan?
Yeah. I glance off to the side. Please let me fuck it.
Only if you tell me what you are, and be honest. I'll know if you aren't telling the truth.
I hesitate for a moment, my heart pounding. I know what he wants me to say. I don't want to do it, but I have to. This scent is making me feel so weird. My cock is making me feel so happy. I have to say it, because it's true. I'm a queer. The words drip from my lips while my eyes lower in shame.
That's right, buddy. You're a queer, and you always have been. That's why I used to pick on you. I was trying to show you the truth. I was trying to teach you your place.
Can I fuck the hole now?
No. I want you to thank me first. Thank me for everything I did for you growing up.
I stay silent while memories of my past flash through my mind. The jocks making fun of my body. Grant swatting books from my hands whenever he passed me in the hall. The time he cornered me in the bathroom and made me lick the toilet seat. That was the most distressing moment of my entire life. I stopped using public restrooms after that. I used to hold my piss all day, racing home in pain so I could avoid repeating that terrible experience. But maybe I shouldn't have fought it. Maybe things would have been better if I just gave in. If I just accepted myself. If I knelt at Grant's feet and accepted him as my leader. My owner. Thank you, sir. Thank you for teaching me what I am. Thank you for teaching me where I belong.